Today's share of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Shin Tes Vav. We are up to Sif Dalad. And this Sif is going to address whether it is mutter to place a sheet over a bed frame on Shabbos. And this issue is really based on the principles that we already learned in Sifim, Beis, and Gimel. So let's see. Dalad, Mita Shehi Misareges. This is the halacha of a bed frame that is Misareges. Rama says, Perish Nereges, meaning it's interlaced with ropes. Right? Mr. Regis Bechavolim. It's interlaced with ropes. Im yesh bein chevel lechevel, if there are three tfachim between each rope, im yesh bein chevel lechevel, shlosha tfachim, if there are three tfachim between each rope, also the frois alein sadeh mishum to avid Allah. It's going to be also to spread a sheet over it because a person is creating a ohel. Chayn also the salik beged hatachta me'alea mishum de kasosar Allah. So too, it is also to remove the bottom sheet from it. Why? Because one is dismantling an ohel. Let's look at Mishnah Berurah here. Sif katan chaf dalid, mita shehi. Right, a bed frame that is misureges, right, with ropes, interlaced with ropes. It's going to be also to spread a sheet over it on Shabbos. So, again, if there are three tefachim between each rope. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. L'fi hamavar la'el, the sif, according to what was established, right, in Sif Gimel, al karchach mayri hacha b'shiyesh l'mechitzas ha-magiyas la'aretz. Here, must be referring to a bed that has walls that reach the ground. Aval mita shalanu mutter b'chol gavni. However, whereas spreading a sheet over our bed, which has no walls, is going to be permitted in any event. The Ber Halacha here stresses that this iser applies only when putting the sheet over the frame in the usual order, as we saw in Sif Gimel. Also, the Shaarat Zion says that when the Mishnah Berurah says that we must be referring to a bed that has walls that reach the ground, so obviously it means that reach within three tefachim of the ground. And the Shaarat Zion says it must also be referring to a case where one put the bed frame in this location now on Shabbos in order to spread the sheet over it. Now, a close reading of the language of the Torah actually indicates the same. The Torah presents the case as where the bed is put into position and a leather strip is spread over it. The reason for this qualification is because if it was in position from before Shabbos, the walls would have been formed before Shabbos. And this would, once again, pose no issue of creating a temporary ohel, Oalarai, as we said above in Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yudches. Therefore, we find, right, based on this, we find with respect to this Derabbanan Dika Isser that Soser, demolishing, is more chomer than bone, building. Because with regard to dismantling the bed, even if everything was in place from before Shabbos, in other words, when it comes to Soser of the bed, even if everything was in place before Shabbos, this would be Soser. Meaning the Shaarat Zion means that while the Isser against building an Ohel applies only if one puts up the walls and roof, the Isser of Soser applies even if one merely removes the roof and leaves the walls in place. The Shulchan Aruch here, in stating that one may not remove the bottom sheet from the bed, really is indicating the same. So comes Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, and he asks a very, very powerful question. We said earlier, when we introduced Sif Gimel, which is a source for the idea that one may place a roof over walls that were in place from before Shabbos, that source is the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Chesam Beis, which states that one may place a pot on top of a stove on Shabbos. According to the Shaarat Zion here, it should come out that removing the pot from the stove would be and should be usher, since one is dismantling the ohel. So this is a big issue, and the Ksos HaShulchan and the Badei HaShulchan indeed maintain that there is no isser of soser unless one dismantles the walls as well. Rav Shlomo Zalman, there in Shmir Shabbos Gilchasa Chaf Dalid, note Yud Zayin, note 17, footnote 17, he admittedly gives strained answers, difficult, dachuk answers to this question. The second one of his answers is that while putting the pot in place constitutes creating an Ohel, removing it is not considered demolishing an Ohel, since one has merely finished making use of the stovetop and leaving the base of the Ohel intact for another pot to be placed upon it. Now, at the end of this, Mr. Brura had said that the Shulchan Aruch here must be referring to a bed that has walls that reach the ground, as opposed to spreading a sheet over our bed, which has no walls, which is going to be permitted regardless. And that's, again, that because one may put up a tent-like formation with no walls if it is not being done for the sake of making use of the tent space. Let's continue on. Sif Katan, Chaf Hei, Shlosha Tfachim. So the Shulchan Aruch had said that the halacha of a bed frame that is misureges, right, with ropes, that's interlaced with ropes, if there are three tfachim between each rope, it's aser. So comes the Mishnah Berurah here, Sivkat Nechafei, Shlosha Tfachim, Dilav Hachi Amrinan Lavud. He says, otherwise, we would, once again, invoke Lavud. Ukisasume Karadamya. And it's as though it was sealed before, right? You know, if you put Lavud, and the area is as though it was sealed before putting the sheet over it, as we said, Kedoma Le'alba Siv Beis. I ain't shaman Mishnah Berurah. Check out the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Katan Yud Gimel. The Afilu Imrak B'Makayim Echad Hayapachos Mishlosh Tfachim Gam Kein Tzagi. Right? We said that even if there is only one place at which the gap between the ropes is less than three tfachim, that's also enough. Because that one area is viewed as covered, and then placing the sheet beyond that area is merely making a temporary addition to an existing Ohel. Again, there's a Chazon Ish that have difficulty with this, but this is, you know, what the Mishnah Berurah maintains. Sif Katan Chaf Vav. Before we do that, let's continue on with the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch says as follows. V'mhaya aleha kar o keses o beged parus me'erev Shabbos geshir tefach mutter lefreis b'Shabbos al kol hamita. If there was a cushion, a pillow, or cloth material, garment spread out upon it from before Shabbos, with at least the measurement of a tefach, one can spread a sheet over the entire bed on Shabbos. And once again, the Mishnah Berurah here says, Imhaya, Gam Bezatam. Here, the same applies, what? That namely, Mushom de Mutter Lahosif Al Ohel Arai B'Shabbos. One's allowed to spread a sheet here over the entire bed on Shabbos, because the same reason that one can add to a temporary Ohel on Shabbos. Sif Hei. Mutter le paschai is mutter to go ahead. Oh, we gotta see Sif Hei first. Sorry. Kisei ha'asui parakim, a chair made of adjustable parts. Kshirotim leishev alav poschid osoi va'or niftach, such that when people wish to sit on it, poschid osoi va'or niftach, it is opened and the leather seat opens up. Ukishem esirin oso, and when it is put away, sogrin oso va'or nichbal, it is closed and the leather is folded up. Such a folding chair, if you will, is mutter l'paschal l'chatchila. It can be open without any reservation on Shabbos. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan chaf zayin may be opened. Right, mutter l'paschal sif chaf zayin to ha'avid v'kai mi ba'od yom, because the surface comprising the horizontal plane, i.e. the gag, it stands ready made from before Shabbos. One merely opens it and arranges it on Shabbos in order to sit on it. And for the same reason, it is mutter. It is permitted to set up a chuppah and remove it on Shabbos. Same thing applies to opening a board that is attached to the wall, like a wall stender of a shul, which svarim are placed. This board was attached to the wall, like with hinges, and can be folded up against the wall when not in use. So the Mishnah Berurah is stating here that it is permitted to open it on Shabbos, even though this creates a horizontal plane, like a roof, since one is merely opening it, ready made ohel, right? Miu, bidaf belav hachi shari. But he said in the end, this shelf, though, really could be opened anyhow, regardless of this basic reason, because the whole pulling out the board is not for the sake of the tent space underneath it, and therefore, it doesn't have any status of a of an Oel Arai at all. Why? Kevan Shubalo Mechitzis, because it has no walls. Now the Shaar HaTzion makes the following points, and he says that when we talk about this folding chair, this is even when the chair is made with walls underneath the leather seat, and by opening up the chair, the walls open up as well. Otherwise, it would be mutter anyhow, according to that which the Shulchan Aruch said in Sif Gimel. Because a person can place a roof over an area that has no walls if it is not for the sake of using the tent space underneath it. Right? Check out the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chaf. Shaar HaTzion also points out with regard to the chuppah that when it says the same reason is permitted to set up a chuppah and remove it on Shabbos, so Shaar HaTzion points out that that is where the chuppah was tied to the poles from before Shabbos. It should be noted that the performing a chuppah on Shabbos is really not so pashut that it could always be done. It's only allowed to be done under very limited circumstances. We'll have to see the Ramah later on Shin Lamites Sif Dalid and the Mishnah Berurah there Sif Katan Yates. Now, there's something very, very important here, because when we're talking about the board that's attached to the wall, and even the chair, so there's an issue here by the chuppah, where one's intention in forming the roof is for the sake of the tent space, in which case, right, it's really considered a temporary OL even without walls. So what's fascinating here is the Shaar HaTzion indicates that even though the chuppah is put up for the sake of the tent space underneath it, one is allowed to open it up on account of it being ready-made from before Shabbos. Now, the Chazon Ish basically maintains that the reason a chuppah can be opened is really not because it was set up and ready to open, right, on Erev Shabbos. Chazon Ish says it's because the tent space is not really deemed useful. It's really put up to give kavod to the couple. And this machlekes is major because it affects the permissibility of opening and closing the hood or canopy of a baby stroller that was affixed to the stroller before Shabbos. Most poskim follow the view of the Shaar HaTzion here and permit it. Rav Moshe Feinstein, however, states that one should be machmir here on this matter, and therefore, according to Rav Moshe, at least one tefach of the canopy should be open from before Shabbos so that one is merely extending an existing temporary ohel that was set up from before Shabbos.